another Millennial Words of the Week, so I guess it must be Wednesday. And on the line, my daughter Sarah is joining me once again. Hello, Sarah. Are you awake?
No.
Not even a little bit?
Not really.
All right. Let's play the game, shall we? Millennial Words of the Week, where I give you fresh new slang, either Millennial or Generation Z. It could be either or. You have to try to figure out what it means. Now, got some brand new stuff just fresh off the presses again this week. Let's see how you do. And let's start off with our first word today. And this is new. It's mutual. Mutual.
That's already a word.
It is a word, but now it's a slang word, meaning something different.
What? That's so dumb.
I don't make it up. This is you guys doing the slang. I don't do it.
I have mutual. Never heard any of these words being used for anything. I don't know.
They're new. So what do you think? What do you think it means?
I don't know what else it could mean. What are they using it for?
Here's the definition. Internet personas who happen to follow you and you happen to follow them back and maintain communication with and have a mutual liking for each other, whether it be friendship-wise or something else. Or mutuals if you have more than one. Yeah. So, for instance, if you use that in a sentence.
I already know what that word means then. I thought you meant they're using it for something else.
No, that's what it is.
Well, I already know what that means. That's not new.
Well, slang-wise, you would say, hey, I made a new mutual today because we started following and talking to each other on Twitter, and we like each other.
I know what I'm saying. You said it was new. This is not a new word.
This is not new? Well, I thought it was new. I never
heard of it. No, this has been around for a long time.
Well, I guess. I was like, okay. So then you know it.
I thought it was something else.
No, nothing else. So just go with your gut instinct then, what you think. What you know. Just
because, the next word. What's the next word?
All right.
The next word is
well, this next word you're going to find appropriate. It's three words, a variation on one word, and you can use it in different ways. You can say clown, clowned, or clowning.
I don't know. Someone that's a clown makes a fool of themselves?
Being made a fool of. Yes. Self-deprecating, though. That was the definition that they gave. So, yeah, there you go. Being made a fool of yourself. Self-deprecating. Or being made a fool of. It can work either way. Okay. All right, this one. Now, I thought this was fresh off the presses, too. It's a little childish, but maybe it's not. You tell me. It's childish, though. Are you ready?
I guess.
Pee-pee poo-poo hours.
Excuse me?
Pee-pee poo-poo hours.
Are you serious?
I'm absolutely serious. This is actual slang. Pee-pee poo-poo hours.
I don't know. That's funny, though. Right.
It's when some little B-boy is acting like a little tiny pee-pee poo-poo baby and messing up the group's plans. It's like, I'm tired. I want to go home. Oh, I didn't know it was pee-pee poo-poo hours.
Oh, my God.
I told you.
Okay.
Why does something tell me that you're going to use this? All right.
Yeah,
good job.
Talking about you. You're a pee-pee poo-poo boy. You're a pee-pee poo-poo baby.
I am not. All right.
You are a little bit.
Whatever. All right, the segment is over now, okay? It's time now to end this segment. I'll talk to you in an hour.
Poo-poo baby.
You got two correct. You didn't get that last
one. Pee-pee poo-poo baby.
All right, I'm Hank. All right, I'll talk to you next hour. Bye. Pee-pee
poo-poo baby.
Bye, hang it up. Bye.